For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. We continue our conversations with Lansing City Council candidates with at-large candidate Kyle Bowman. He's a first lieutenant with the Michigan State Police, who has served in a series of roles, including the protection details for Governors John Engler and Jennifer Granholm. Currently, he commands state security operations at the Capitol Building and the State Office Complex. We talked about how his background would serve him on the council.
So many of the things that we deal with are issues that are directly impacting the community. Most people, when they call 911, they have reached a point in their life where something has gone beyond their control or their abilities to deal with, and we get involved. And more often than not, I find that a lot of those things can be traced back to the type of services or the type of opportunities provided right there in that community, whether or not it's community health, whether or not it's mental health, whether or not it's education or various issues. What I have found, and especially in the latter part of my career where I've really been engaging with communities to address issues, especially both at my time at the Lansing Post and at the Jackson Post where we're attending community events, I'm finding that the avenue of law enforcement is just one component. And to be honest, I've been frustrated with some of the things that I think that could be done that aren't being done by local leaders.
Such as?
Such as addressing job opportunities, addressing educational opportunities for people that are looking for qualified jobs that allow them to earn a wage, that can allow them to afford the things that they want to do, just the basic stuff. We're talking food and providing opportunities for their kids or even kids to have good education so they can find good job opportunities. The other common things that I'm focused on, just the opportunity to feel safe. You know, no one wants to have to call the police 911. They actually want us to prevent that from happening in the first place. We want to avoid having victims in the first place. No one wants to have to try and recover from having your home broken into or your vehicle stolen. Those are very traumatic things. And I've been a victim of crime as well. And that's one of the things that frustrates me when I see that a service isn't being provided the way that it should be.
What kind of a crime are you a victim of?
A couple different. I mean, when I was a college-age student during the summer, I was a security guard at a Blockbuster Video, and I was held up at gunpoint at that place. Since I've lived here in Lansing, I've had my home broken into, one when I was not home and another time when somebody was trying to get in when I was home. And I'm a police officer. You know, I'm trained to deal with those type of things. But one of the things about being a police officer, if you're the victim of a crime, you don't get to investigate it. And it's very frustrating not to be able to investigate it.
Would you say Lansing's a safe city?
I would say it's a safe city, but it's relative to the individual that you are. If you're the only person on your block that has been victimized, are you going to feel that it's safe? And like I said, when someone broke into my home, none of my other neighbors had that happen to them in where I live. They felt fine. I spent months trying to recover from what had happened. So I do think it's a safe community. I think individual police officers that I know with Lansing are amazing people, but there is work to be done.
One question I'm asking the at-large candidates has to do with incumbency. Kathy Dunbar is the only incumbent running for re-election at-large because Judy Brown Clark is running for mayor. There will be two winners, and assuming that you hope to be one of those two, I would ask you if you think Kathy Dunbar deserves to keep her seat.
Well, I guess one as a candidate. I'm really not focused on some of the other candidates. As a citizen that has two votes, one going to myself, I am paying attention to what the other candidates have to offer. Making a decision to get into the race was a very personal decision for me. So I have great admiration and respect for all the candidates that are stepping up. I'm hoping I'm one of the eight, and I want to work collaboratively with all of them.
Kyle Bowman is a candidate for an at-large seat on the Lansing City Council. Thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, this is Scott Pohl.